Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla. You may know him from putting his body on the line in Jackass, but now Johnny Knoxville is bringing you the wildest stories from the bravest folks he knows on his newest podcast, Pretty Sure I Can Fly. With his co-host, Elna Baker, they have incredible firsthand accounts from folks who surfed 100-foot waves, ride 600 miles per hour in a rocket sled, and wrestle crocodiles just for fun. They've been talking with brave souls who throw caution to the wind and push the boundaries of what humans are capable of. Or, as Johnny would say, they're talking to people who have more balls than a bowling alley. I'm Pretty Sure I Can Fly. Johnny and Elna bring you personal stories from unsung heroes that are part comedy, part adrenaline, and all heart. These are the inspirational, hold my beer stories that will make you want to grab the bull by the horns, literally and figuratively. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly right now, early and free, right now on Wondery Plus. Well, comedian Jeff Cesario is going to join us. We'll do some Chet Waterhouse. We'll also do some Matt Damon clips for you. And, well, Bill Maher, Matt Damon thing I find interesting. We got the news coming as well. First, I'll tell you about Sleeper, modern fantasy experience designed to connect people over sports with integrated chat and a sleek interface. Sleeper users talk more to their league mates. Fantasy, NFL, NBA, and even LCS, League of Legends, free, zero ads, a genuinely premium experience. Total control over your fantasy draft and season. Redraft as well, Dynasty, Best Ball, Sleeper. Play fantasy sports your way. Fastest growing fantasy platform, millions of users have built almost entirely, by the way, on word of mouth. This is Brian's favorite fantasy app, available at the App Store, Google Play, or on your desktop. Download Sleeper and download that Sleeper app and start playing today on Sleeper.
Do you want to be a part of Adam's next book?
Great!
Submit your questions for Ask an Asshole by emailing them to askhole@adamcarolla.com. Please include your name, age, and location. Ask about any topic you need the Ace Man's advice or answers on. That's askhole@adamcarolla.com.
Jeff Cesario has joined us in studio. The stand-up album, What Was I Thinking, is available on Pandora, Spotify, and anywhere else you get music. And Play With Pain with Chet Waterhouse, who we'll be hearing from in a couple of few as well. Good to see you, Jeff.
Good to be here. I like the new desk. It's very sensual. It's all curves and shiny and sweaty. I like it.
Thank you. Oh, you're talking about the table.
I'm always talking about you.
Hold okay. your mic.
Oops, oh, sorry. God, Adam, please.
Wow, this is some assault. Sort of automatic. Listen, let's at least start with a couple of drinks.
I pushed the mic into Jeff's face. What's going on, Jeff? You touring? You playing shows? You have dates up?
I pushed a couple of dates because of everything that's going on. And then I'm
pushed
working
a couple of haircuts, too.
Yeah, I did.
It is shoulder length.
I am going full Dan Fogelberg.
It's working.
I don't know what to do now. I was telling Max Zapata, I'm like caught between, am I going to do something cool or am I just an old douchebag with a ponytail? So I haven't ponytailed it up yet, but we'll see. We'll see what I'm going to do.
But women always say, oh, what I wouldn't give for those curls.
Yeah. Well, they got another thing coming. Not my women, put it that way. Okay. Not my household. They're wondering what I'm going to do. So I'm trying to find like a good guy who knows how to try something that might leave it a little longer on the top and shave a little bit of the back, but not mullet
style. You're too late in the game for these kinds of decisions.
Yeah.
That ship has sailed. You're not going out on a Saturday night and, you know, picking up some trash at the bar. Just get out the clipper and go to town.
See, you hung out.
There's an interesting thing. If you have hair that sort of grows and falls down, like just gets longer, then you get a choice between wearing your hair short or long. And there's arguments. Sometimes you see guys and their hair's got longer. You go, oh, it looks good. Your hair's longer. When you have my hair just grows out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to trim it. You have to trim it like, I can't think of the animal where they're, you know, they're like a dog or where their nails just keep growing and you have to trim it back.
Rabbit's teeth never stop growing.
Like I got to go gnaw on a piece of emery board or something. That's, rodents do that. That's why they gnaw on everything. But I must do something. And that's the thing. So I'm compelled. I can never just go, oh, I'm just going to let my hair go for a year because it would be insane. It would just keep growing out. Right, it would look insane.
It would start affecting your health.
Yes, and the health of others.
Yeah.
So I'm compelled to get my hair cut. But if you're Cesario, the hair just keeps going down.
Yeah, but it's a weird sort of cross between a wave and a curl, and it never quite...
Let's see the whole thing.
Yeah, take that hat off. Oh, don't be shy. Oh, look at that mane.
Yes.
Who is this guy?
Man, oh, man.
So, bumped a few dates.
Woo! Yeah. This would be some sort of low-rent romance novel. Would this be, some sort of blue-collar...
Less than the dime store.
Yeah. Truck Rust stop. Belt romance novel I'd be the cover of.
Well, Chet Waterhouse reminded me that we'd been sitting on this clip. It was another top 10 from SportsCenter. I don't know who found it. Did Kalen find it,
Yeah,
Chris?
This is from Monday night.
My, the SportsCenter top 10 has suffered like the Oscars have suffered in that they've gone a little woke, you know? And so it started with soccer highlights. Again, top 10 sports were always... Guys going over the middle and getting lit up by the free safety. There were home runs that went out of the ballpark. There was the occasional fan who dropped his toddler but held on to his beer and then free-handed the foul ball. Like, that's
truly
all
great,
it was.
Transcendent play.
But it wasn't like fair to Midland soccer goals, you know? And there was no room on the top 10 for the WNBA and a kind of breakaway underhanded layup that they used the backboard with and or especially girls softball, even Little League. It was unless something spectacular happened in that. Now they're all inclusive, you know, so you couldn't just show a top 10 with just a bunch of dudes lighting each other up. Someone would go, well, we got a little soccer in there, a little girl, a little women's soccer in there. How about the girls softball? Like who's being... Same with the Oscars. Like, we need everyone represented, but sometimes the stuff represented isn't as good as the stuff we're used to. Anyway, top 10 a couple of days ago on SportsCenter, another lackluster softball or Little League. Was it Little League? What was it?
Find out.
I think it's softball.
Softball catch.
Arden Nabil back with you. It's time. Time for your top plays from Monday. Number 10, Little League Softball World Series.
Little League
Jersey,
Softball.
Virginia. Aislinn Bosler lines it to center and
catches
Kira Perini.
All right, it's a basket catch. Show it. It's a basket catch. Nobody needed to go down. She went down too far.
Center feet.
All right. If I was in center field for that game, I wouldn't have spilled my beer. For that catch. Now, look, I'm saying it's an okay catch. You slid. You didn't have to slide because it hit you sort of in the waist. But fine, you could just underhanded it. Whatever.
That would have been thigh high if she kept
it. Yes, it is not top 10. That is only there because of affirmative action. We've polluted the top 10 by going, we need representation.
I'll take the devil's advocate point of
what?
View. What? What's number 9 through 5? I mean, are they just... maybe that snuck in at number 10.
Now,
because they have
like windmill dunks from the summer league and guys.
She pops up and tosses somebody out at first on a DP, then you got something.
Guys throwing wheel kicks in the UFC and knocking the guy out with a wheel kick, like it's not. Or okay, then don't have a top 10.
You know, I have a new answer.
Or make it 9.
They should have a totally separate category called "Good for You." And that could be in your top 10 good
for you.
That sounds
way insulting.
Yeah.
That was good.
Like they have local Emmys and daytime Emmys. Like,
just leave it off. Don't call it good for you.
Okay. No good. That's not going to focus group well.
I like the phrase, ferret a middling soccer goal, because that's the best. You sit there and watch 90 minutes of soccer, and you leave, it's 1-0, and you go, the goal wasn't even good.
Yeah. There was one highlight, and it was okay.
Once in a while, the guy leaves his feet and does the bicycle kick where he's like inverted and stuff, and you go,
that's cool.
That's a goal. We also had something I thought we'd share with Jeff, which is we've been sitting on for a little while, which is Bill Maher. God bless Bill Maher. He's like done with all the woke shit. He's done with all the cancel culture. He's a progressive guy, but he's old school. Like, he's not down with the cause. And he's and by the way, let me explain my relationship with Bill Maher. So Bill Maher in the last 10 minutes started saying stuff that sort of went against his party line, so to speak. It's like, what's up with cancel culture, whatever the political correctness or whatever it is. And then everyone says, did you hear what Bill Maher said about? And it's like, yes, because I fucking said the exact same thing 6 years earlier. Like, when you hear him complaining about Matt Damon and cancel culture, I've been talking about this shit for a long time, specifically Matt Damon, and he'll reference one of the things I complained about like 5 or 6 years ago. But we just thought share a clip of Bill and Matt Damon, because Matt Damon's he's a perfect example of the time we're in, which is Matt Damon, by all accounts, and I'm here to tell you, is the most decent guy in the world, family oriented and charitable. He's the least of our problems. There's nobody should have an issue with Matt. All the guy does is pay tons of taxes, creates millions in jobs, and takes care of his family. And then, you know, on the side has some things about cleaning up water in Africa. What do we need? What do we need from Matt Damon? If there's anybody we didn't need to worry about, it's Matt Damon.
And
right?
you know what the headline again and again is? Matt Damon stepped in it again.
Right. Except for he didn't step in it last time. Sure. You guys took the plate of poop and put it next to his slippers, next to his bed. No. He woke up, got out of bed, he was feeling for his slippers and stepped in it, but it was you placing it there. All right. Anyway, I think Bill summarizes it pretty nicely.
And finally, new rule. Someone has to tell me, why is this guy always in the doghouse with the online hall monitors of righteousness? It is a phenomenon that truly fascinates me, that every couple years, Matt Damon, one of the most likable guys in Hollywood with impeccable liberal credentials, is again flailing around in cancel culture quicksand. It happened again this month when Damon revealed that he used to use a gay slur. I won't say the word, but it's the one your teenage son greets his friends with when they meet up at Chipotle. It's not always meant as a slur, but it's wrong, yes, of course. And Damon owned up, saying that while coming of age in Boston in the 70s and 80s, that word was thrown around without any thought put into it. And now he's put some thought into it, and he's going to stop using it. One might say he became woke. Okay, he was late to the party, to which we could say, welcome, glad you could make it. Or we could say, you came later than I did, die. There are too many people in this country who are motivated not by what they really believe, but by what will get Twitter to react to them with likes and retweets. That's called bad faith. It's why every couple of years I'm reading headlines like USA Today, I wish I could cancel Matt Damon. Washington Post, Matt Damon has more Damon-splaining to do. Daily Beast, shut up, Matt Damon. Vox, Matt Damon isn't a terrible person. He's just ignorant. Really? That bad, is he? We're talking about Matt Damon? I don't know. He's got a clean water charity and delivers food to Haiti. What have you done, Vox headline writer? Amen. And yet he is always getting pulled over by the woke police for something. He's got a woke rap sheet as long as your arm. On the reboot of the Project Greenlight series, he was booked on obstruction of social justice for maintaining that a director should be chosen on merit first. But merit first is not synonymous with racism. Thinking that it is, that's kind of racist. 2017, in the early days of the Me Too movement, Damon was locked up in Wokatraz. On a charge of aggravated mansplaining during a reckoning. And was sentenced to not less than 1 year of having to shut the fuck up. See, what happened was, during an interview where Damon called the Me Too movement wonderful and a watershed moment, he added that sexual misconduct involved a spectrum of behavior and that there was a difference between patting someone on the butt and rape. True.
This is what I was yelling about.
Even though the legal system has always differentiated degrees for crimes, even murder. Oh, Matt, always getting in trouble for saying perfectly reasonable things.
Yeah.
Crystal.
There's more though, man.
Okay.
I like it.
I'm seven and a half minutes. So
I'm enjoying it.
I love the line. He came late to the party. You could say welcome, but you say you came later than I did. Die. That's right. A great line.
No, oh, I know. Shit, there's a little more, and it gets pretty good at the end too. But yes, the Matt Damon thing was the. Again, he was like he said, let's not get Weinstein conflated with what Al Franken did. But I kind of travel through life and I have these little moments where I just sort of stop and I go. So I have a million conversations all day, every day with all kinds of different people and all kinds of different opinions. And I usually just sort of keep walking. But every once in a while, just for some reason, I just stop. And that thing happened. I don't know. It's been 6 years now, something. I was talking to a woman about it. And I was saying, you know, Matt Damon, it's perfectly obvious what he's saying. Why is he in trouble? There's a difference between what Weinstein was doing and what Al Franken was doing. I mean, how much? And she was like, Matt Damon should just shut up. And I was like, what? He should shut up for stating obvious. And he just stopped talking.
It's not his time to
just
speak.
Just stop talking. Yeah. And I'm like, why? Why? Well, he's saying obvious. No, just. And I remember stopping and went, oh, we've lost it. Because this is. She wasn't an outlier. This is what a large group of people think. Just shut up. And it's like, I remember having a little jump the shark moment. I was like, oh, this is bad. This is like 6 years ago. Of course, it's gotten worse. But I stopped and I was like, she's just yelling he should shut up. I'm like, well, first off, can't people get interviewed and they give their opinions on things? Don't we? And by the way, good luck getting Matt Damon to give his opinion on things. He waits 2 years in between giving his opinions and then he crafts them in this way where it's like, I'm all for the movement. Yes. I have young daughters. I taught them this. That being said, I feel like, oh, fuck you. Now you're it's done. On.
He's but like you can stop it. I have young daughters. They're jumping on you for that now. Why do you need to have your own daughters before you think about, well, I.
How do you know they're your daughters?
That's a good point, too. All right. We'll play a little more just because it's.
But you're also a little bit upset, though, because you got kind of. You took blowback, and Bill will probably take less blowback. You were 6 years ahead of the.
Well, now his fucking audience is all clapping. Yeah, the same fucking audience members that were all down with this shit 5 years ago, now they're in the audience going, oh, yeah, no. That's
you were the Texas Tech Mike Leach who came up with the whole West Coast offense, but kind of gets shit on.
Now you sound like Gina, you know. Off the air, she says.
Yeah. So now Cliff Kingsbury gets all the glory.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I don't. You know, first off, things that are patently obvious, we should not retreat from. You know, if you're saying Weinstein and Al Franken are not the same guy, stick to your guns on that one. We could have done it. Anyway, we'll play a little more.
And now.
But pause for a second. It is true that that Matt Damon thing with the Al Franken thing, that thing, I don't know when it was, Max Vance. It's got to be 5.5, 6 years ago. I didn't hear anything out of Bill Maher 6 years ago with that. We could have all collectively kind of rose up and tried to nip this one in the bud, but everyone was kind of worried about their standing in society, so we just kind of let Matt Damon dangle out there. Now it's hit a saturation point, and we're stepping up about it. Sorry, go ahead.
That was in December of 2017. Matt Damon said that Al Franken and Harvey Weinstein, quote, don't belong in the same category.
Oh, okay. So it's only been 4 years. All right.
And now he's done it again by breaking Liam's Law. Yes, that's the law that refers to the time a few years back when actor Liam Neeson recounted a story of personal growth involving racist thoughts he had as a young man, but then realizing the error of his ways, expunging the racist element from his anger. But of course, in so doing, he committed the cardinal sin of admitting he was not born perfect and did not emerge from the womb completely enlightened like Buddha. And now Matt's done it with his gay slur admission, committed the crime of not always being the person you would become. You know, I'm so tired of bad faith arguments, and it's all we do now on both sides of our divide. 2 weeks ago, Nancy Pelosi called Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy a moron. Oh, that's not the bad faith part of the story. That's the true part. But... but a few days later, McCarthy was speaking to a group of Republicans and said, jokingly, but he is Kevin McCarthy, he said that if Republicans took the House in 2022, quote, I want you to watch Nancy Pelosi hand me that gavel. It will be hard not to hit her with it. Pelosi's office called it a threat of violence. Hakeem Jeffries said violence against women is no laughing matter. And Eric Swalwell said McCarthy was a would-be assailant who must resign. Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
All right. Wait, that shut the fuck up. We could have solved this years ago if people just went, oh, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
And says,
like, this is a serious situation. Yeah. No, you're right. No, I agree. We could have done some nipping in the bud. This is maybe the theme of this time we're in, like homelessness. We could have done some nipping in the bud. Super woke cancel culture. Like, we could have done some nipping in the bud and kind of got after this early, like, you know, a filling before it became a root canal. Now we're in full root canal mode.
You don't have to define intent if you can majority agree on intent. If most people go, even I looked at that and went, well, I don't think McCarthy was trying to do anything.
Well, here's how you know.
I think he's just a goofbag who can't speak in public very
well. He's making a joke.
Yeah,
you know, she called him an asshole and he made a joke about it.
Right, to come back at her.
But if you are going to go full El Kabong on the Speaker of the House, you don't say it into a microphone.
It's the last thing you said.
Yeah, you think Jeff Galooly was tweeting out about hobbling Kerrigan with
hardly
a bat? Like, my whole thing, the argument of a lot of this stuff is, if in fact you're serious and it's and there's intent there, you don't say it. You only say it out loud as a joke. If you're planning on hitting her with a mallet, then you don't say it.
Right.
So, we're in a weird time. Yeah.
I think that's a good defense. I think Garagos should use what you just said.
Yeah.
He wouldn't say it into a mic if he was serious.
Well, 9 out of 10 things they're accusing people of, oh, that was a threat, or that he meant, or that whatever. It's like, real people that commit crimes do not announce in front of large groups of people into hot mics what their plan is.
Well, but they do now. I mean, kids are taking it to social media and saying, all kinds of stuff about how I'm going to shoot up a school or how I'm going to
do this or that. Mean,
don't get that job.
Fucked up teenagers. But I'm talking about members of Congress and, you know, the like.
Fucked up members of Congress.
Fucked up members of Congress. All right. Should we do some Chet Waterhouse?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's lighten the load a little bit, for God's sakes. Man, oh, man, you people die.
The sports.
with Chet Waterhouse.
Now, brother, hello again, everybody. Time for the Waterhouse Update, brought to you by Chinchilla, the ice-cold shaving cream. America's pastime. No, not applying to be Britney Spears' conservator. Baseball. Dodgers hotter than avocado toast at a Silver Lake tapas stand. Mets stumbling so badly they were mistaken for OnlyFans execs. The Brewers, like a hurricane with a pansy-ass French name, they've got something to prove. Cubs are so bad, fans are actually saying, hey, let's try a Bears game. And finally, I don't want to say J-Lo and Ben Affleck, they've leveled off, but he's been hired as a baseball analyst by Fox. That wrap-up sponsored by Zig-Zag Zit Cream. Your zits will never see it coming. NFL preseason. Packers Jordan Love taking all the snaps while Aaron Rodgers DMs Sting for tantric sex tips. Tom Brady stopped at a Tesla dealership to have his wiring repacked. And Bears rookie quarterback Justin Fields harder to catch than a flight out of Afghanistan. That item sponsored by Kleptiva, the medication that curbs your appetite to steal. Boxing, your Dennis Ugas beat Manny Pacquiao by one continent. Pacquiao will now run from the president of the Philippines. Oh, wait, check that. That's run for the president of the Philippines. NASCAR! Prior to the Southern 500, the Darlington Raceway repaved turn number 2. The guy holding the slowdown sign, whoa, he caught an earful. And finally, this week in sports history, the date 1957, the place Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is true. Phillies Richie Ashburn hits fan Alice Roth twice with foul balls. The first one breaks her nose, and true, the second one hits her while she's on the stretcher. Philly fans booed Alice for not dying fast enough. This Waterhouse Update sponsored by Obfuscate. Great skateboard park. Unclear where it is. If you want more of me this weekend, I'll be in Burnt Lagoon, Missouri, calling the over 65 Lumberjack games for the Defibrillator Network. This is Chet Waterhouse reminding you to play with pain.
Chet Waterhouse. Sports.
The first ever Chet without a cap.
Oh yeah.
Capless Chet. Unbelievable as usual. You know how much I enjoy Chet Waterhouse. All right, well, we've got the news coming up. First, I'll tell you about Scribd. Scribd, with so much content out there, you might spend as much time looking for your next book as reading it. Scribd, it's instant access to millions of ebooks, audiobooks, magazines, and more, plus thoughtfully curated editor's picks and smart recommendations based on what you've read. So it starts learning your patterns, all for just $9.99 a month. Streaming changed everything, so we used to flip TV channels hoping for something interesting. Now we pick from thousands of great options. Scribd does it for books. Wired and Forbes called it Netflix for books. So if you love audiobooks like I do, you're going to love Scribd. And all my books are available there as well. It is Scribd. Right, Dawson?
Right now, Scribd is offering our listeners a free 60-day trial. Go to try.scribd.com/Adam for your free trial. That's try.scribd.com/Adam to get 60 days of Scribd for free.
All right, quick break. Come back with the news and the gang right after this. Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. Weird crime, protest, politics. Give me news with Gina Grass. The face on TMZ. Joe Biden. Kamala. Meet news with Gina. Gina Grass.
The news with Gina Grad.
Boy, have I been tweeted this story, so we better get to it. OnlyFans is banning its most popular genre, pornography. Catchy headline, but let me give you some details. CNBC reports that the UK-based subscription service said it will no longer allow sexually explicit content as of October 1st. OnlyFans said the decision was taken to comply with requests from its banking and payment providers. So, you know, they'd like more funding, and I don't think people are into the taboo subject of, you know, funding porn. OnlyFans says it would allow certain posts containing nudity as long as it adheres to the acceptable use policy. Not clear what that is yet or how it will work, but they say they'll share more info in the coming days, but you better get it done before October 1st.
They'll share more info as they write it.
Exactly.
Do they have, is there some way to sort of mechanize this, or do they physically just have people inspecting videos to when it crossed the line? Is there some sort of, I mean, it seems arduous. On the other hand, I don't know what computer algorithm there could be for this.
Well, I mean, we have the measuring tool. It's the human wiener. I mean,
you don't know what it is, but you'll know when you see it.
If it's half flaccid, you're fine. If it gets erect, get it out of here.
Yeah. All right. So if it's in its leather stage. But what I'm saying is there some guy sitting in a cubicle going, Bert, come over here. Yeah. That cock, does that seem hard to you? Yeah. Well, it's definitely chubbed up a bit.
Pretty good.
Yeah, but would you call it tumescent? I don't know. Steve.
Yeah.
Over here. Brenda. Forget Brenda. Oh. Brenda, get Steve.
Steve.
Thanks, Brenda.
They want you to look at another cock.
Well, actually, maybe Brenda.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, if I had a nickel.
Yeah, Brenda, you probably know.
I'd be happy to weigh in. I've seen a cock or two.
I know this is your first day and you're just supposed to be the receptionist, but does that look like a hard cock?
Oh, here's a message for you. I'm sorry?
Does that look like a... Look at my computer screen.
Oh, my God!
Oh, that's a hard cock?
Oh, my eyes are burning!
Hold on.
Compare it to this cock, though.
I don't know if this makes me gay, but I did get a little wood watching the video. A man can only stare at another man's cock so long.
I just came here to bring you your coffee.
All right, hold on. Let me get my cock out.
Yeah.
All right, but keep it away from the coffee,
Brenda,
please.
You don't understand. We're doing this strictly to clean up our funding.
Yeah, we're just trying to clean up the funding.
No, I gotta get it.
We're trying to get another round of investments in here.
Where's personnel?
Yeah. All right, so you don't... Is that hard? How many cocks have you seen?
Well,
No, I know our cocks are up, but not back out our cocks. I don't mean back out, but you know what I'm. No, obviously we're here to work.
I thought I was here to work. I was going to ask if you wanted extra cream.
This is your first day. You want to move up in this? Hold on. Speaking of cream, Steve, easy over there.
Slap out of it. Bro.
Yeah,
I mean snap out of it.
Bro. All right, we're professionals. We're here to do a job.
I thought you were.
We're screening. Does that look like a hard cock to you?
This is
weird. How much cock have you seen?
Oh, my God.
I don't mean like number of guys. I mean like end to end.
Would it be
like
30
feet?
Kill me. 30 feet?
I don't know.
I
don't know how active you were in high school.
I was a good girl. I've been with the same man since I was 15. I got to get out of here.
Oh, so you know just what? The one cock.
I'm going to say, why don't we put this one in the maybe category and move on to the next one.
Okay. We're just going to put a question mark by
this one. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I was just came in to take your lunch order.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, we'll pull up some other videos.
Oh!
We're not cock experts like you, Brenda. And scene. Somebody physically looking?
I think so. I mean, I would imagine there's some sort of, you know, penis algorithm, because that's the thing. You can still post some sort of content, but it can't be pornography.
Well, anyone who remembers the soft core days of pornography,
Skinamax,
like that exists anymore, there was definitely some rules there.
Yeah, you know that's true.
It was pretty well, there were guidelines.
Like, yes, but those guidelines were very misogynistic.
Yes.
Women's body... we'll give it a PG-13. Men's
true.
Body, you got to go to the Tomcat Theater on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Sure, because really, honestly, who wants to see a man's body?
Well, that's
nobody.
True.
Yeah, maybe the time I should have left LA is when they switched the Pussycat to the Tomcat. I should have seen that as an eerie harbinger of things to come. Yeah, I'm going to Utah.
No, don't go to Utah. That won't help.
All right. What else we got?
All right. Well, I know that this concerns the three of you probably. So want to give you a heads up on American Airlines. You are going to have to wait for alcohol sales to resume next year. They're looking at January 18th of next year to consider taking the suspension off the in-flight alcohol service. NBC News says American made the decision in order to keep customers and crew safe when flying. They looked at what was going on in Southwest and made a decision because after a passenger on a Southwest flight allegedly attacked a flight attendant and knocked out her teeth, they said, yeah, we're going to keep this ban going.
Oh, it strikes me on airplanes, maybe we got to go stadium rules now, but we'll invert the stadium rules. Stadium rules are like, well, at halftime of the football game, they cut off the booze.
Yeah.
Maybe halfway into the flight, we turn on the booze.
Oh.
So you guys.
That's good.
You know, it's a,
incentive.
It's a 3-hour flight to Chicago, 4-hour flight to Chicago. If everyone minds their P's and Q's for the first half of the flight, we'll bring out the Smirnoff Denver. Travelers over Denver. And by the way, good luck getting two or three of these by the time we start landing. You know, you can get a little lit, but not so sauced up that you're going to take a swing at somebody.
That's really good. Because also whatever you pre-gamed in the airport will have worn off a little bit.
Yes. Well, wait a minute.
Sponsored by the bus.
That's right.
Not looking so bad now, are we?
Oh, man, I got a first-class flight to Minneapolis coming up this weekend. Cut off in first class, too?
I mean,
whole plane?
I think so. You always, they didn't differentiate.
You know, envision, you know, classical music playing in first class, and nobody...
The thing about first class is...
The Caesar salad cart being pushed down.
They came for the food. Now we get the hummus box in first class. And if you remove the booze, and we're not even in first class anymore.
My guess is, based on the wording of that story, they're stopping alcohol sales. I think the first class and the upgraded folks are going to be taken care of.
Yeah, nice.
All right.
Nicely done. Right. The suspension of alcohol sales. At Spirit Airlines, they're just talking about the suspension of the plane. The actual suspension.
It's for the best.
I got an invention.
Yeah.
Neck roll flask.
Oh, great.
Come on now.
Sure.
I have the binoculars. I take the USC games.
Yeah, but it stand out like a sore thumb on an airplane.
Yeah. This can be done.
You pop the straw in where you inflate it.
No straw. It's just you've been inflating that thing for 7 hours now. Get the fuck out of my face. You want some of this? I was all Central Valley, North Island, 1981.
I think I got a leak in the backside, so I have to keep pumping it.
One of those neck rolls hold 750 of Tito's, no problemo, right? For sure, maybe two.
The neck keg.
They might get suspicious when you're giving friends hits off your neck pillow at a certain point, but the neck pillow keg.
That's
first
good.
Off, totally undetectable. Could not tell what was in there.
He's got more lung capacity than I do of asthma.
And like your fuel tank bladder, as long as you keep it completely full, it won't slosh and draw attention to
itself. That's right.
All of this, incidentally, still legal on OnlyFans. You can see all of this.
American will continue to serve alcohol in first class.
This is a real lucky break for you. Well, let's keep talking about alcohol and fighting, because last week we had a honey of a clip that went viral of, I think it was a Rams game, of a Ram-on-Ram crime in the stands.
The woman throwing the full soda.
Now we got another one.
Chargers.
Nary a week later, things got crazy again in the stands. The Steelers played the Lions in a preseason game over the weekend. That's not where the action was. I'll show you in a second. Onlookers got a video of a man and a woman screaming at each other, kind of over a chair, so they certainly weren't together, it doesn't look like. He's saying, you know, shut the fuck up, get the fuck out. The woman apparently made contact when she yelled at him, but because the man said, don't touch me, she swiped at him again. She does slap him. The man fights back, makes contact with her, knocks her guy out cold. You'll see him out cold for like 5 seconds. Then fans eventually step in. Currently unclear what started this, who's been arrested, but here's the video.
No, you're gonna be
He's standing there, black guy with a ponytail. Oh, she smacked him.
He smartly takes his glasses off.
She's punching him.
Now watch.
Now he's throwing punches.
Knocked him out.
He's still punching him. She's dutifully trying to protect her boyfriend.
With her elbow on his neck.
Is she?
She's
killing him.
Wait, is she trying to protect? She was trying to protect her guy.
Just a big shot.
Well.
Yeah. Now she's yelling at the husband.
I don't know why she's... anyway.
She's yelling at the husband that got knocked out. Sit down!
Maybe this is all some elaborate ruse that has been instigated by our own government to try to keep capacity down during this COVID, this Delta thing. Because I'm honestly looking at these games going, I got a big screen at home.
Yeah.
Like, everyone had this thought
very
about...
Very few fistfights.
...going in and breaking in the new Rams stadium and stuff, but it's enough of this.
First of all, Lions-Steelers, something has to happen in the stands to keep your interest, because nothing's going on the field. Wow. Let's start there.
Well, this might have to be your backward stadium rules, because they seem like they came in loaded.
Yeah.
They were drinking.
Yes. Well, plus this is the grudging defense of the wife. This is the, geez, honey, do you have to start in on the, uh-oh, now he slapped her. Now he's coming after her. I have to stand up.
Also.
And get knocked out cold.
How much fist fighting should take place in a preseason game? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got the third string quarterback out there. You got the running back who's not going to make the roster. You got the wide out that's going to be on the practice squad. Like, hey, the game doesn't count. Who gives a fuck? Like, what are you up there duking it out? Like,
what happened to pick your battles? You know?
Yeah, I get it. There's the big college rivalries and the guys wearing the other jersey. It's Cleveland and the Steelers, and it's game 13, and you know, it was a late hit on the quarterback, and Big Ben's down on the ground writhing, and a Cleveland fan stands up. Like, there's stakes. This is a preseason.
There's nothing
to do here but sit there and watch guys who aren't going to make the team play. And by the way, the starters are on the bench. Like, or maybe that's their argument. There's nothing going on down on that field.
Well, I think they're there.
Pretty sure they may have, both parties may have been Steelers fans in this.
Yeah, probably.
Once again.
Yeah. Once again, the Rams had the same thing.
And it looked like, just from that brief clip we saw, completely out of context, the woman, you know, a little crazy, a little shrill. The black guy, very calm until she slaps him. So I wonder, I mean, it doesn't look like anything spilled on anybody.
Yeah, she should have kept our hands to herself.
I guess.
Like the Georgia satellites used to say.
Don't give your hands to yourself.
Thank you, Cher.
Nice.
When did Cher cover that one?
One of our favorite encores. Former President Donald Trump is usually great at rallying his base. He's known for it. But he did say one thing recently at a rally in Alabama that got him booed. I'm going to let him show you. I'll let him show you what happened. Here's the clip from TMZ.
3 days, less than 9 months, and it's great. And you know what? I believe totally in your freedoms. I do. Bree, you got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms. But I happen to take the vaccine. If it doesn't work, you'll be the first to know, okay? I'll call up Alabama and say, hey, you know what? But it is working.
But you know what?
You do have your freedoms. You have to maintain that. You have to maintain that. And you got to get your kids back to school.
Well, he's like, it's like a middle act doing a corporate date where he he just eventually goes to what works. He's good.
Yeah.
He goes, I'll try that. Nah, let's get back to the freedoms.
This is not the time to work out your new stuff.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And meanwhile, TMZ reports that Alabama has run out of ICU beds. There are 29 beds above capacity as this was reported.
All right. Well, I talked to Drew. I've always talked to Drew about this. So be careful with like hospitals are overflowing and exploding because they give – there's county and then there's private. And so we would get a lot of doom and gloom with the county stuff, but we still had a lot of hospitals.
A lot of open private hospitals.
Yeah, they're talking about county ones. I don't know if that's the case with this. From what I've heard, I listened to Alex Berenson, who's a guy we've had on the show before, who's just he's just one of those guys who takes these deep dives, studies all the data. He studies Israel because Israel's just ahead of us with everything. And so they start getting vaccines before us and all that kind of stuff.
Did they?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, listen to it.
Because that's the news. Because I know you're going to be shocked. I follow the Jerusalem Post. But they were getting all this information before we were getting it about how it was affecting people, side effects, things like that.
They're ahead of us. So when we're trying to figure out what's going on with our vaccines, they have a three-month head start so we can start looking at their data to see what's happening. So here's basically what this – and I was talking to Drew about this yesterday. It basically looks like if you get the vaccination, you still can get it and probably not as bad, but you're still going to get it. You're going to require these booster vaccinations in sort of perpetuity, and it just sort of looks like everyone is just going to have to essentially get it and not get it severely, but like get it, and it's all just going to go herd immunity. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the vaccines buy you some time, and then you have to revaccinate and revaccinate and revaccinate. So it looks like the data suggests that get vaccinated, get revaccinated like every – they say eight months seems more like 4 to 6 months, but you're just going to get it. We'll hit herd immunity, and then we'll get out of it. But it's going to be around. Everyone says it's not going away. So the plan was we were going to eradicate it like we were going to stop killer bees from you know, coming in from Mexico. Now it looks like it's here. It'll always be here. And you'll have to get it. We'll get herd immunity. And also,
but the vaccine, I'm assuming Drew is saying, will significantly improve your outcome if you're the one who's going to inevitably get it.
Yeah, it's not a force field like, you know, we're kind of thinking of it as it's a way to boost your immune system. So you have a little extra boost, and that's that.
But most of the people eating up the hospital beds who are in trouble are unvaccinated. So the key is to get people
you get vaccinated
and then go, there's a long haul.
But if you get it, the messaging they're screwing up is, you know, Dr. Drew had it, has high antibodies, never needed a vaccination. Should have saved that vaccination for somebody else. The best is getting it and having the natural antibodies to it. So we're going to have to get there in order to get through this. But everyone, you know, this like everyone needs to get vaccinated. No, people who had it turned out to be pretty good. Because they have what you always have with mumps or measles or smallpox or chickenpox or whatever. We have the natural whatever. So sort of looks like everyone's going to have to get a mild case of this, hopefully, and then we'll get to our herd immunity. And that seems to be where this is going.
And the vaccines will make sure it remains, for the majority, a mild case.
Right.
Yeah. But if you're young, you'll get a mild case. If it's really – you got to be old and fucked up. I mean, we don't talk about that part either.
Well, that's a terrible segue because nothing to do with what you just said. Brian, you go be our canary in the coal mine because you're going to be eligible in like 2 weeks.
I'm seeing my doctor on Wednesday, you know, 2 days after people hear this, and I'm asking about the booster shot, which I'm sure he'll say, yeah, go get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's going to need it.
Yeah. Well, we have an update on
this. Or not if you're young and healthy, but go ahead. Okay. Nobody likes that, but it's true.
When it defines. Oh, yeah, so
Well, it doesn't fuck with kids, but we decided kids are scary and old people aren't, so we focused on
the cases aren't going up. I don't know what the percentage
but it doesn't affect
still
them.
Could be small,
but that'll help with the herd immunity. Like, let them get it.
Wait, so when Drew says you just have to get it, what? Remember when we were talking about, like, I had it, I didn't even know I had it, and those people we found out like weren't as protected as the ones who had a really big case for their immune system to really build up against, because we all just want to have it and not know we had it.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Hmm. Like many facets of life.
Yeah, I wonder where we are with that. Well, this is a bit of an older story, but I really did want to get to it, especially with the Newsom hot talk we had earlier.
Hot talk.
Yeah, so we'll see if there's any. I'll find out tomorrow if there's any update on this. But KTLA News reported that a woman has sued the city of L.A., saying she was struck by a car after being on a Hollywood street where a homeless encampment was blocking the city sidewalks.
Oh, she had to walk around
them? She had
them?
To walk in the street.
Yeah, right.
I'm shocked this doesn't happen more often.
There are clips of kids walking to school in the street in Hollywood every day because there's nowhere else to walk. She was 64 years old. Deborah Todd sustained injuries to her head, hip, back, arm, leg. She was hit by a Nissan.
We did it. You were hit by a car.
heading south on Gower, right at that 101 freeway overpass, which we know is just a real condo situation down there. The incident occurred last year in October as she was crossing Gower. Todd said she had gone to the overpass to give sandwiches and chips and water to the people living there.
No good deed.
But because of the encampment, she said she couldn't walk on the sidewalk. She had to walk in the street, and she got hit by a car.
Yeah, I'm with Brian. I can't believe this hasn't happened nonstop. And
should
by the way,
be like all over social media, like this happened to my mom today or whatever.
We, you know what I love about Los Angeles? We'll give everyone and their mother a ticket for rolling through a right hand turn on a red light, right? And then you go, well, what's the danger? There's no cars. There's no pedestrians. You got to look for pedestrians. It's a big issue. Pedestrians. We have no problem in clogging up every sidewalk on every major thoroughfare and having people walk in the street. So for that, we can look the other direction for it, but if you want to roll through a four-way and turn right, that's an issue.
And how many weeks are we now into this new ordinance that Garcetti signed about keeping the sidewalks clear specifically?
Oh,
it was in the language of the ordinance. And I think when Gina did the story that day, I was like, well, we'll see if the enforcement happens. No enforcement. None at all.
No. Drove by one on the way home picking up takeout with my daughter. She's 12. Underpass. We go past. There's still there's some tents there. They're attempting to clear it out. It's Lancashire and whatever, Riverside. And I look in one of the tents. There's
is that the one by the freeway?
Yeah.
Like under the,
under the freeway.
I was there yesterday, and I was like, this is elaborate. There's like shelving.
Yeah. There was a
I'm
fire
serious.
In one of the tents.
A fire.
And I went, that's not good. So I did a U-turn, and my daughter's like, well, what are we doing? I just said, I got to make sure nobody's in the tent, you know. And then there's nobody around in the tent or around it stop and go, I think your tent's on fire, you know. Mm. And it's impossible. What do you do? Who do you call? I mean, it wasn't a flaming fire. It was a little fire in the center of the tent.
Were you able to save the dream catcher?
Right. They had a sun visor. Remember those on for your windshield?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are very popular in the underpasses.
Yeah,
right now.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm not sure why.
I had said the fire department out in Malibu says, 80% of those fires, those brush fires, just started homeless people up there.
Like, well, the Getty fire.
Yeah. Much like Brian and why aren't more people hit? I'm actually surprised there's not more fires.
Yes.
I mean, you're sitting in there with a sterno can, your high as a kite on fentanyl, and you're passing out. Like, these aren't the most responsible people in the world.
And you know, how people have tried to help. Kind of put quotes around that with putting the porta potties under the underpasses, and those have been destroyed. Yesterday, I was too going under. I think it was at Coldwater. There was a big like recycle can, like a big plastic blue recycle thing, and a big black one, like a trash one. And both of them had in like laminated signage, not trash.
Right.
So I don't know why they were put there. What they were supposed to be facilitating.
All right.
I don't know what's going on under there.
Well, let's get a new governor and see if we can crack the code on the homeless. Let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. I'd be happy to weigh in. I've seen a cock or two.
Gina Grad. That was the news with Gina Grad.
All right, let me tell you about Canva Pro. Making content is essential to this show. Video, social posts, our website. But it isn't always a seamless process. Canva Pro, design platform that empowers you to create and share stunning content in just a few clicks. Whether you're a design pro or just getting started, Canva Pro is amazingly fast and it's fun. You can choose from thousands of professionally made, easily customized templates or start from scratch. Canva Pro comes with endless fonts, photos, videos, and more. So if you're going to be doing your own thing, you need Canva Pro. Sharing, creating and organizing designs as a group has never been easier. It's Canva Pro, right, Dawson?
Design like a pro with Canva Pro. Right now, you can get a free 45-day extended trial when you use our promo code. Just go to canvapro.me/Adam to get your free 45-day extended trial. That's canva.me/Adam. canva.me/Adam.
All right. Minneapolis coming up this weekend.
Great room.
Great room, Acme Comedy Co.
That's where I taped my special.
Oh, really?
The best.
It's been blessed.
Great room.
The special is called What Was I Thinking? It's available on Pandora, Spotify, and anywhere you get music. And we'll be there doing stand-up and then live podcast as well. And going to Catalina Island and Royal Oak, Michigan, Kansas City. Yeah. I mean, we're going, I'm going everywhere. And you can check out Going Racing, 8 new episodes on Pluto TV with our chassis channel 687. And check out our Unprepared stand-up album with 10 tracks on there, available now on Amazon and Apple Music as well. It's Unprepared Volume 1. So, until next time, Tom Kroll, Gina Grad, Jeff Cesario, and Bald Brian. Say it. Mahalo.
Human wiener.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Catch Gina Grad on the podcast Easy Listening, Bald Brian on the Film Vault. The rest of us on the water cooler. You get your tickets to see the Ace Man. Get them now at AdamCarolla.com.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more, all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.